Hello, everybody, and welcome to the second episode of the Home Plate Podcast. My name is Neil, your host, and with me here, as always, is Nick Hill, your co-host.
Hello.
So, the All-Star Game just finished, and it's, well, a wide fact that nobody really cares about the All-Star Game. To be honest, they
In
should
every
call...
every sport.
That's true, but, like, the MLB All-Star Game does not matter. To be honest, they should probably just remove it for the better.
It's just a way of making money for them.
I don't know how much even money it makes. It's kind of just like a sad, we tried and nobody really cares, just
but
like
I
every
mean,
year.
You see people that go to it. Like, people
yeah,
go to it.
But, like, it's also, like, the biggest joke in baseball. Nobody cares. They're a bigger joke than the Pirates. Says something. Anyways, we have four ideas to make the All-Star Game a little bit more interesting. Personally, I think none of these are really that great. I think, honestly, they should scrap it, but the MLB wouldn't do that, so we're going to make it at least slightly better for them.
Hey, you know, maybe this podcast will go viral, and then the MLB will see it.
Everybody just, like, put this everywhere on social media, tag the MLB, we'll make it work.
Yeah, okay.
So the first idea we had was to showcase some of the impending rule changes. So the minor leagues are basically used by the MLB as kind of testing labs, where they like to test out a lot of rules, right? We got robot umpires, did you see the new shift rule they put in the Florida League? It's called, like, the pie rule or something.
Oh, I actually haven't seen
that. Yeah, you have to have, like, two fielders on either side of second base. And everybody has to be in the infield. You can't have them on the grass. So they kind of, like, destroyed shifts.
Oh, okay.
Which
they
I kind of like.
I don't think they should stop, like, limit shifts.
Shifts are just annoying.
If you do shift, then just learn how to bunt. Like, it's not that hard.
Nico, this isn't MLB The Show. You can't just bunt down the third base line and
score. I mean, you can.
You can.
Bunt. Like,
no.
Just learn how to bunt. Like, it's not that
this
hard.
This is actual real life. Catchers can actually run and pick up the ball.
I know, but, like, if the third baseman isn't there, why wouldn't you just do, like, a pretty powerful bunt down the third baseman?
Yeah, because that's easy to do.
I know.
Yeah, just do a powerful bunt off a 102 mile per hour fastball. Don't worry if your manager yells at you and you lose, like, $500,000 contract. That's okay.
I know, but, like, your manager will tell you to bunt.
But, like, do we really want to see Vladimir Guerrero Jr. bunting? Is that really what you want the sport to become?
No.
So then there's right, we need to implement shifts, right? The game is boring enough. As much as you might disagree, baseball is a boring sport.
Yeah.
It's a boring sport to watch. Maybe not boring to play, but it's a very, very boring. I cannot sit through a 9-inning baseball game.
That's true.
I can't. I can barely sit through the highlights.
The highlights are good. I like the highlights.
The highlights are like, oh, he got a ground ball. What a play. Great job, second baseman. You did your job that we pay you $5 million to do. Exactly what we want to hear. So I think it would be good, right? We got some very interesting rules, and baseball really needs a change.
And I mean, there's things you don't even have to do, like something you just created up in the minors. It might not even be like a serious rule change. It could be just something you do for fun.
Yeah, maybe. It could make the game a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe you have to have five infielders and two outfielders. Encourage more deep balls.
Maybe you swap the infield and outfield or something. I don't know.
Yeah. The batting team once per inning could make the three infielders go to the outfield and put three outfielders in the infield. Right? Maybe you should be allowed to switch up positions as the batting side.
I don't know. Well, I hope they do something.
They gotta be something. Right, and I think this just it increases viewership, because that's the reason, that's the point of the All-Star Game.
Yeah.
It's to make money, right? As much as we like to think it's just a fun thing, it's to make money, right? If we didn't want to make money,
and
we could have
just an honor.
Yeah, we could have just given everybody a plaque to make the All-Stars, but we want to make some money off it, okay? It's a business. We got to make money. So I think rules change could be interesting for the All-Star Game. Since, like, anyways, it doesn't really mean anything. I think it could increase TV viewership, right? You could, we saw the 3-on-3 basketball, the Olympics. It got a lot of interesting.
Yeah. Stuff. I didn't even know that was like.
Yeah, But it worked out. I kind of liked it. It
Yeah.
was a good, right? You had a little bit of street ball vibe to it. So it's proven that it could work. But I think this is probably what I think the MLB
No, wait,
would.
maybe they could do like 7-player baseball or
Seven
something.
player baseball? But then you
That
just have less fielders. That's just.
more hits,
Yeah.
more
You
viewership.
should make everybody pitch. Everybody has to pitch.
That
See, that's where we're getting something. Make like a variant of baseball where everybody pitches. That'd be interesting, actually.
would.
Like imagine having to learn how to pitch for all. Like people like Vladdy become useless because they can't pitch. Or maybe everybody can only pitch 2 innings. You need
Ohtani would be super good at
five
that.
pitchers, 2 innings each, and then one guy pitches one. Yes, Shohei becomes really good, but then you see a lot more two-way players,
Yeah.
which I think is good for the sport.
I think if the MLB creates a lot of two-way players, then you'll maximize viewership, like
Yeah.
how
And then
much Ohtani.
you also have the best players playing every day. Right? Like if you think about it in baseball, the best pitcher pitches once every 7 or 8 days probably. If you think about the best starting pitchers, because you have
Yeah.
five pitchers and then in between series you have breaks.
But if you don't have a break, then
If
it's
you don't
not
have a
really
break, but
pitching.
still a minimum of 4 days in between when you have the best pitcher playing.
Yeah.
There's no other sport that has that. Right? LeBron James plays every single game.
That's true.
Tom Brady plays every single game. It's not like, right, you don't have a different quarterback every time you play a game, right? You don't swap out your point guard or your goalie in hockey. Your star players need to be playing every single game. Yeah, maybe we should have more two-way players.
I think that would be better.
It'd be an interesting concept.
But I mean, if you want to be a two-way player in the MLB, then you have to be like
I mean,
a really
I think it's
hard
certainly
worker.
doable.
Yeah, it is. It's doable. Ohtani's already
Right,
shown that,
and
but
a lot of the guys in the MLB have, right, big
potential.
arms. Right, a lot of outfielders have big. They have the speed, right? It's a matter of technique.
Yeah.
The athletic background is there. It's just picking up the technique, which is not. I mean, it's hard to do, but it's not impossible to do. It is possible. It's just gonna be a change. But I think that's how the MLB needs to get more people involved in the game because baseball is dying, right? We've seen that, and I've said it so many times before. It's a dying sport, and there needs to be something change. Like I get tradition, I get you want to keep it like America's game, but you got to change something at some point,
Otherwise,
because
instead of giving $150 million contracts to people, you're going
you're not gonna be giving them contracts
to be giving.
because
Yeah.
nobody's filling up the stands. And then another idea we had was to kind of have a bit of a forced trade system. So the idea was that you get to protect a certain number of players from your roster, right? And then the teams would go inverse order of the standings, and they could pick one player from any of the team that's not protected. So like if you're a team like the Pirates, you could get a very good player. Right, from a team that's really good, but even the really good team doesn't really lose anybody who's that valuable. I think you could see a little bit more of a balancing out of.
Yeah, but then the Pirates would just trade him away immediately.
Well, that's the Pirates' problem.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, maybe the Cubs or like the Rangers. The Rangers are
Yeah,
kind of good now, they got Corey Seager.
and Semien.
Yeah.
Semien, is Semien? I don't think Semien's playing that well this year,
Well, he's good. He's better than anybody in the Pirates. So
Ryan
Brian
Reynolds.
Reynolds had a horrible year this year. He's not been playing well, dude.
Yeah.
I think O'Neill Cruz is gonna be our GOAT for the
He's the
next.
goat.
He'll be the GOAT for the next year, and then
He is the goat.
he'll play for like the Yankees after that.
Yeah.
Yankees could use a good shortstop.
Who is this? DJ
Yeah,
LeMahieu?
he's kind
No,
of.
isn't he second base?
Is he playing second for them? I think. Is it Gleyber
Oh,
Torres?
Taylor Wade.
No, no.
Tyler Wade. I forget.
Wade's the outfielder. Okay. Well, whoever the Yankee shortstop is, clearly they're irrelevant because we don't remember them. That indicates that you need to trade for somebody, Yankees. Yeah. Or
Agreed.
Marlins could pick him up.
Oh yeah,
Have Ch move
Marlins.
Chisholm to second base.
Chisholm is a second
Nah,
baseman.
he's been playing a lot of shortstop.
Really?
Yeah, but Move Chisholm back to second and put O'Neal Cruz in there.
Oh
He had good infield. Nothing's passing those
yeah. Chisholm in
guys.
second base. I mean Chisholm and O'Neal Cruz
Would
as
be
middle
a
infielders would be
yeah. Then get like
crazy.
Nolan Arenado at third base,
Yeah.
and you have the best fielding infield in baseball. You could put
Yeah.
Albert Pujols at first base, and you'll still have the best fielding infield in baseball. Put Daniel Vogelbach there too.
As he bats lead off for the Pirates.
Yeah, not sure what's going on with that. Not sure what's going on with the Pirates, period. I don't think we ever know what's going on with the Pirates, other than when they're making a trade, because we're like, okay. But wouldn't you be a little scared the Pirates like don't trade away their players? Like, what if the Pirates start like becoming good? I get a bit worried, right? Until they know something. Like, is baseball gonna end? Are they all going all in? Right? Is something happening? Do we need to be worried the Pirates are like doing stuff? Is this okay? Or like, do we have to sound the alarm? The Pirates. I think the day the Pirates play well will be the day that I will probably stop making podcasts. Because at that point, something has seriously changed. But I think with the whole player swap rule, how many players do you think we need to protect?
I have no
It has to be
idea.
more than nine. Because
Yeah.
you got to protect your starting guys. And I guess. But see, if you take out the depth guys, then now there's nobody who's like of actual value. Well, you have your pitchers too. If you have a 23-man roster, right? Was it 23, 24-man
No, I
roster?
don't. I think the all-star rosters are
No, not the
different.
all-star rosters. The actual rosters. This I'm talking about the where you pick a player.
Shoot. Oh, okay.
I think what it's 20, 25 players on a roster.
20. No, I think in May they just introduced, like, because of
Oh, because
the.
of COVID they changed
Yeah.
it. Yeah,
No,
well,
the
whatever.
lockout. I mean, lockout.
Lockout,
But
yeah.
I
But
think they now it's
they had
22.
22. I think what you need to protect your top three, two relievers and your top four pitchers, top five pitchers. You protect all your pitchers, you pitch your reliever. So you protect 16 players. Your nine position players, you can protect your starting five pitchers and two relievers.
Yeah, so pretty much
Anybody
the
who could
whole
make a
bullpen.
significant impact to your team, but for guys like the Pirates, right? You could pick up a good relief pitcher, could pick up a good depth player who would probably go in your starting lineup, right? And I think it gives the guys who aren't really getting a lot of playing
See,
time.
this is the thing with this rule. I think it's good because if you look at baseball, instead of one game is a war, I think if you look at the standings, it's pretty much the whole season. The
Yeah.
season, and it gets really interesting when you start paying attention to the standings. And this 10-player rule, I think it just makes that even
More than
better.
10 players, we'd have to protect.
Oh, I mean
You, yeah,
16.
you'd be leaving 10 players, I
Yeah,
guess.
I don't know, something like
I
that.
think yeah, 10 would be like now you're losing a starting pitcher.
Yeah.
I think it would be interesting. I think it would also change a lot of strategy cuz you'd have to protect all minor league players because if not, all the prospects are gone.
Yeah.
Right? It would be interesting if teams are less willing to call up players.
But
Because.
that would just hurt like MLB.
But then you also, when
Yeah.
you call up a player, they actually like play and they don't sit on the bench the entire time.
Yeah.
Right?
That could also make calling up players
Risky.
more.
Because they have to like make the starting roster.
Yeah.
But
But that would also just like pretty much favor relief pitchers.
not necessarily, because if you have good relievers, you can protect your relievers. Like, think about it. If you have,
Mean,
like, if I'm the Royals right now, do I really want to protect Salvador Perez? Because I'm paying him a lot of cash. Am I okay if somebody else is willing to just take him? Because right, that's a lot of money that you're saving by getting
yeah.
rid of a guy who's not going to play more than
And
one,
the
two
Royals
seasons.
aren't even that
Yeah,
good.
because the Royals aren't going to make anything, right? If I'm the Pirates, do I really want to protect Brian Reynolds? Or do I want to protect some dude in the, like who I just called up who might be good in 5 years and I can trade him for good cash? Because if I get rid of Brian Reynolds, I make like 10 million bucks. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And Pirates like making money. So you could see it could go both ways. It could balance out teams, but then you have teams like the Pirates who will take every opportunity to become worse and save cash. So I don't know. It would be an interesting element to add on. I think there'd be a lot of more strategy involved. And I think there should be a rule that you should be able to give up draft picks to protect more players. So instead of giving up a player, you can give a draft pick as taken.
That was
So like
smart.
maybe you give like you can protect your entire roster if you give up a first and second round pick. All right.
Oh
Change things up a bit.
my
Made things a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have any ideas?
Yeah, so the third idea that we were gonna do, I guess,
Yeah.
is a skills ch challenge for prospects.
For prospects, I don't think you just have to do it for prospects. You can have one which is like the All-Star Skills Challenge. Right, well, like I'm thinking you do like a prospects like a spotlight, which is just prospects, right? And that would be, I guess, more tailored to like scouts, right? It's less because you don't have to make that interesting.
Yeah, and obviously O'Neal Cruz is a goat because he's like slaying, he would slay in that,
Yeah,
and
he
so
would.
yeah.
But right, O'Neal Cruz. I don't want to know if O'Neal Cruz can hit a fastball well enough. I want to see his arm, right? So like I think you have one which is like you'd have obviously the fastest players, which O'Neal Cruz would slay in. You'd have the hardest throw, which O'Neal Cruz would slay in. And then you'd have a catcher pop time one. I think O'Neal Cruz could slay in that as well. If he just tried to play catcher for a bit.
But he's not a
But
catcher.
like that could be interesting. You could have a hardest throw challenge. But then you can also have for like outfielders throwing home, right? You could have a hardest pitch challenge. Get guys like Chapman, you know, all the flamethrowers. Could do some kind of fielding stuff, right? You could do home run robbing. That would be good.
No one ever does that, but I guess maybe.
Right? It's like a home run derby. You gotta rob the home runs.
Wait, actually, that would be pretty cool.
You know?
Crazy Rob or something, I
Get
don't
some
know.
good robs. That'll be interesting.
What if they put the home run Rob derby inside the home
Yeah,
run
in a home run
derby?
derby. Each home run derby dude gets to pick one fielder from his team to be the robber for everybody else.
Oh,
And
that would be
he robs, it
cool.
adds to your total.
That would be cool. Oh my gosh.
See, dude, the MLB needs to listen to us, man.
Like, we're just coming up with ideas on the spot, and they're like,
Right, imagine all the guys just in the back trying to rob home runs.
I think the home run derby is also just kind of boring. It's just people.
The home run derby is at
I
least
mean,
good.
crowds need to
It's
want to
better
see it.
than the All-Star game.
Yeah.
The home run derby is good. I don't think the home run derby needs to. It doesn't need to be. It can be. But
Yeah.
the home run derby is okay. But
Well, I personally don't find the home run derby
I
interesting.
kind of like it. I think it's good. It's something unique, right? It's something
I
you don't
think
see in any other
last year's
sport.
home run derby was good because of that Ohtani and Soto
Yeah.
battle.
I
That
think
was
Pete Alonso
crazy.
needs to stop winning, though.
Yeah, that's just.
Like, they should script it.
Yeah, that
Yeah.
brings us to our next idea, which is the All-Star game being scripted, but they don't tell the fans. Which I think would be good because you could have some interesting stuff in there, like some good laughs, some good
But
plays.
wouldn't fans like realize at some point?
I mean, they would. They probably would. There would probably be some conspiracy
Right,
theorists
like
out there.
wouldn't it just completely backfire? I guess you'd have to make it very subtle.
Yeah. I mean, if you make guys pitch, the pitchers just start lobbing it out of nowhere,
Yeah.
then it's not gonna work. But if you make them throw it in locations that make no sense,
Or like
then
miss lo you can miss your location, right?
yeah.
In miss being in quotes
And I
there.
mean, the hitter could like know if.
Yeah, like have it scripted.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. But like,
I mean, maybe they could try it 1 year and see what happens.
try it. And hey, if they don't figure it out, Do it next year.
Yeah.
And then whenever they figure it out, this is the first year you ever did it.
Exactly.
Be interesting. They should script one inning, and then everybody has to vote on which inning was scripted.
Yeah, I think that would work too.
Because then you get some crazy plays, and now you're wondering, was this scripted or is this actually real?
And then you also get more baseball content out of that.
Yeah.
Like people will watch more
You get
videos
a lot
on,
of
like, is it
YouTube
scripted?
videos.
Yeah.
Get more advertising. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be an interesting idea. I feel like a lot of players would have a lot of fun with it, though. Like,
Yeah.
I feel like Shohei would do something.
I mean, obviously, they're gonna be a
Shohei would
little bit
probably be t
biased.
Shohei would probably be too nice and be like, this one's scripted.
Yeah.
Shohei will play his part.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. But obviously O'Neal Cruz would be there.
Yeah, O'Neal
O'Neal Cruz
Cruz,
is
the GOAT.
he is the GOAT. We should rename it to the O'Neal Cruz All-Star Game.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's it for this episode, and everybody please go spam the MLB with this video and hopefully they'll make some changes.
Yeah, goodbye.
Bye.